This is Earth Notes. Our homes and buildings use a lot of energy. Up to 40% of energy bills and carbon dioxide emissions are tied to private homes and commercial buildings. Experts say nearly one-third of this money in energy use is wasted because many structures were built before modern materials and standards were around. A new effort is underway toward what's called net zero building. The goal is to construct homes and businesses that make as much energy on site as they use. Many harvest sun, wind, or earth energy for their electricity, heating, or cooling, and include water-conserving practices. Net zero design may incorporate passive solar features, high thermal mass, thick insulation, tight seals, and natural light. Certification standards are rigorous. Because sun and wind resources are variable, net zero structures at times do consume more energy than they generate. But the intention is to strike a balance over time so the net result is zero or close to it. One good example is the Badger Springs home designed by University of Utah architecture students in the Design Build Bluff program, built for a Navajo family in southern Utah. A decrease of only 20% in energy use in buildings in the U.S. could save $80 billion a year, reduce greenhouse gases, lower dependence on fossil fuels, create jobs, and delay the need for new power plants. This Earth Note was written by Richard Mahler and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Jillian Ferris.